The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Gotta say, this has been a very interesting week in the sports world. First, we learn a little bit more about the Ray Rice and the NFL situation. Then we get news about Adrian Peterson and Greg Hardy. At the end of the day, man, I am absolutely disgusted, to be honest with you. And I don't even know what to think at this point. Someone's lying about this, someone's lying about that. And the bottom line is, I really don't care, but this is what I do, so I gotta talk about it. And it's absolutely sad, to be honest with you. I am just at, honestly, a loss for words, which is something that I am usually not, but just amazing what goes on off the fields. Then we're talking about that more than what goes on the fields. Good morning, Jeff, man. How are you?
Man, where do we even begin today or this week? It's crazy. It's wild. I like talking about sports, but man, sometimes human life just gets in the way. And we look at the king of society and it's sad.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much to talk about with Ray Rice, Roger Goodell. Somebody's lying. And to be honest with you, I've read so many things from what the commissioner said and what he said, Ray Rice said. Bottom line is very interesting stuff. We'll get to it in just a moment. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What if just a minute of your time could help grant a wish for a child with a life-threatening medical condition? Well, it can. During the month of September, Straight Talk Wireless is helping to raise $1 million for Make-A-Wish, one of the world's leading children's charities. And you have the power to help make more kids' wishes come true. The best part is, all it takes is a minute of your time. Just go to a participating Walmart this Saturday or any Saturday in September from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Take a Straight Talk Wireless demo, and Straight Talk will donate $1 towards our overall goal of $1 million to Make-A-Wish. That's it. Every dollar raised will be used to help grant wishes for kids in your community. Kids say wishes give them strength to fight their illness, and parents say these experiences help strengthen the entire family. Now that's wish power. So come on, head over to Walmart this Saturday and learn about Straight Talk. Use your wish power and help make more kids' wishes come true. Give a minute, help make a wish.
Not all waters are created equal. Alchemy Water has been specially treated with a patented system to create a premium alkaline water that tastes great and offers more benefits than natural water. Alchemy is ionized and microclustered for antioxidant protection while neutralizing free radicals. Plus, it's fluoride-free and eco-friendly. All of these things add up to the ultimate health and wellness premium water. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's A-L-K-A-M-E-Water.com.
Hi, you've reached John. Your call was important, and I've probably lost business by missing it. I wish I had Easy Office Phone, cloud-based business phone service. I could have been working from anywhere at any time using any device without missing a call. All my friends got the free month of service and $25 off Panasonic phones. I hope you learn from me and start saving while getting better service. Call Easy Office Phone at 866-671-0111 or visit easyofficephone.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. This week it's a little special though, Jeff. You're in Las Vegas, aren't you?
I am.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you're having fun, but what did you do last night?
Well, we took in the Northern Illinois UNLV football game. Actually, quite a thriller after Northern Illinois ran away with the game in the first half. It's good to see some competitive football. As an Arizona State ticket holder last season, I did not see a whole lot of competitive football other than the Wisconsin game, which was a year ago today or tomorrow, I think. So it's crazy how time flies.
Yeah, and that one was an interesting game, too, as the officials took the opportunity away from the Badgers to win the game, but that's a whole other story. Let's welcome in Mary Nemitz from TixForCause.com. That's T-I-X, the number 4cause.com. She is the CEO and founder of Tix for Cause. Mary, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning, Andy. Hi, Jeff. I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, I mean, obviously been a much better week for us than the sports world. We all know what happened with the NFL, but you also brought up some other things, I think, as far as I'm if I remember correctly, with what happened in Major League Baseball, Stanton getting hit by fires from the Milwaukee Brewers, obviously rattled fires quite a bit. Then he hits the next batter, too, just awful stuff that you hope you never see. And I got to say that there's no way that fires was going for him, and unfortunately he winds up hitting him right in the face. But luckily, it seems like everything will be okay. And then Chris Davis gets in trouble as well. So the list goes on and on. But, it's always interesting, Mary, because you do have such a good pulse on what's going on in the sports world.
Thanks. I appreciate that. I can't, you can't not, anybody who loves sports like we all do, you can't help but get involved with it. And like you say, from the actual play itself on the field, whatever sport it is, to all the stuff that's going on off the field. You know, as a sports lover, I'm an attorney by education and by practice as well. This whole thing is just, what's going on with the NFL, it's just mind-blowing, it's mind-numbing, and you really have to ask yourself, where does it end? Where does it end?
That is a great question. I don't think it ever does end, to be honest with you. I don't know the actual percentage of how many NFL players on each roster have been involved or in trouble with law enforcement. I'd really like to know that number because I'm sure it's staggering, to be honest with everybody. I think that more of these guys get in trouble than we can ever imagine, and a lot of them get swept underneath the rug, and sometimes when it doesn't, it really comes out and it shows. But at the end of the day, I have a very sneaky suspicion that a lot of these guys have been in trouble with the law, and we're just going to continue to find out more and more what it is. Mary, let's get into what we do with you. As far as TixForCause.com, tell the people a little bit about your mission and what you guys stand for.
Andy, Tix for Cause is a ticket website with a heart. We're unlike any other ticket exchange out there in that every single purchase on our site, and again, you can get tickets to events, sports, music, concert events all over the country. But every single purchase goes to help a cause. There's a portion of it that goes to help a cause. And our mission really is to provide our customers with the tickets they want at competitive prices and to enable them to make their purchase matter for the cause of their choice.
And again, it, like you said, it is truly the website with a heart. I have used the site. Jeff has used the site. The tickets are, first of all, they're phenomenal. Great seats, number one. But again, you're donating to a charity of your choice, which I don't think gets any better than that. Mary, let's get into what you want to talk about this week, which, if I'm not mistaken, it is DFSP, which is the Detroit Public School Foundation. Is that correct?
That is correct, Andy. I wanted to talk about, you know, with everybody going back to school, you've got your kids back in school, everybody's getting into these routines, and part of this all getting back to school is how do schools anymore, with all of the problems that they're facing with funding, how do they provide for a lot of the programs that the tax base can't support anymore and the school districts can't support? A lot of them are turning to foundations, and we've had more and more and more of these foundations come and join Ticks for Cause to be able to help fundraise to do the things that they do. And, of course, Detroit being such a big city, having so many students that they have to serve, it was one I really wanted to highlight as an example of what they can do on Ticks for Cause and really what purchasers, when they buy that ticket, again, they're not paying any more for it. We're sharing 50% of what, you know, of what we make on that ticket with, in this instance, the Detroit School Public, the Detroit Public School Foundation. So it's really important for people to know that that purchase can help an organization like this, who's really, in essence, helping your kids.
That is the voice of Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com joining us, and she does each and every Sunday at this very same time. Gives us an education about what's going on as far as all the different charities that they have and obviously what their mission is there at TicksForCause.com. Jeff, go ahead, fire away.
Hey, Mary, you know what? I thank you for bringing this cause. You know, I have a friend that went to Northwestern High School in Detroit in the 90s, and you know, some of his horror stories were similar to mine with my brief time at Cleveland Public Schools. And you know, I'm sure it's echoed across the nation throughout the inner city public schools where the funding is just not there. And you know, one thing to bring to the surface is textbooks. You know, in the summers, we took it for granted that we get a textbook for every class. We take it home. We can study. We can read. You know, whereas in the Cleveland Public Schools, my experience was, you know, the textbooks stay in the classroom. They're shared. You can't take it home. You know, if you're struggling or you're behind, you're just stuck with that 40-minute class period because that's the only exposure you have. So, you know, it's great that there's foundations out there that support these students and give them a chance at life. Could you share with our listeners, you know, how somebody might want, you know, that might want to specifically help out this cause could do so by either purchasing tickets or donating them?
Absolutely. It's real simple for them just to be able to come to the site. If they're looking for tickets to anything to go to do, come to ticksforcause.com. They can find the tickets very easily. They just pick Detroit Public School Foundation, and that organization will receive 7.5% of that ticket purchase will go directly to them. It's the same thing with the donation. They can come on the site. It's easy to find the click the button to donate. Once that ticket sells, 90% of that ticket price goes to the Detroit Public School Foundation. And I think it's really important. You know, a lot of times everybody always says, well, you know, how much money will make a difference in the life of these kids? Research has indicated, listen to this, guys, $20 per student can have an effect. And an extra 20 can produce a change in education. And we are so proud to be able to have this technology, this vehicle available for people to easily help that student and help produce a change in education simply by changing a buying pattern and coming to Ticks for Cause.
You know, and it goes back to that old saying that you have about the power of one, and it really does make a difference, doesn't it, Mary?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think what's so cool about the different organizations that we talk about or that I have the honor of meeting and working with is It's one person coming together trying to make a difference. And what we do here at Ticks for Cause, our mission, as I said, is to really empower that purchaser to be able to go out and make that difference simply by going to do the things they were going to do anyways, but just to be able to come in and use this vehicle, use technology to be able to help make that difference.
Very good, Mary, as always. Really appreciate you taking time out with us as you do each and every Sunday. Got to get a quick prediction from you today. Chicago at San Francisco, going to be pretty tough, but can they get it done?
Tough. You're being very kind. This is going to be ugly. I'm saying 31-13. Bears are going to have a tough, tough time tonight.
Very good, Mary. As always, appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you next week. Have a great Sunday, Mary.
Hey, you guys are the best. Take care.
Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause joining us, as she does each and every week. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just got done with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. If you are going to purchase a ticket, please visit their website. Great seats, and then obviously the real benefit is you get to donate to a charity of your choice. I don't think it gets any better than that. Hanging out with Jeff Rich, as we do each and every week as well. Jeff, I mean, we got to start in the NFL, I think, with all the nonsense or the off-field stuff that has happened this week. Gotta be the worst week that I can think of in NFL history. Your thoughts about a lot of the things that have been going on, whether it's Ray Rice, is he telling the truth? Is Roger Goodell lying? At this point, we don't have all the facts and things along those lines to know exactly what's up, but I have seen a lot of things, and Roger Goodell, if you ask me, is very questionable on a lot of the things that he's saying. Ray Rice, I don't know what he has to gain by lying because there is video evidence, so I would tend to think that Ray Rice told him when they sat down with he and his now wife what happened. Again, it's going to be a he said or he said type situation, but that situation is obviously terrible. Then you have the Adrian Peterson situation, which is equally terrible. And in some cases, people may think that that's even worse. I don't know. I think they're both on the same level. We also have the Greg Hardy situation. And to be honest, I wonder if there was video evidence of that, if Greg Hardy would be in trouble as well. We have the audio, but we don't have any video of that one. So kind of put this thing in perspective. How are you feeling about the NFL and its brand right now?
Well, let's start off with your comment that it was the worst week. I think that as bad as all of these incidents were, many of them happened months and months ago. The truth's just coming to the surface now. But we got to remember it was only 2 years ago that Javon Belcher, committed suicide at the team facility in front of his head coach and GM. So, for perspective, I think that happening the day before December football game for the Kansas City Chiefs was pretty awful, and everything else somewhat pales in comparison. But if you might remember, I said it right when this Ray Rice when the first Ray Rice video surfaced of him dragging Janae Palmer out of the elevator in Atlantic City, that I didn't think he should play again. And our colleague Fred Wallen argued that of course he's going to play again, but. I think it bothers me a little bit that Ray Rice wasn't suspended so much for assaulting his girlfriend, fiance, as much as it was that he got caught on camera doing so. And I think that obviously it was graphic, and I think that if you did the math, maybe you didn't. Maybe you tried to figure out another way that he knocked her unconscious, but I certainly didn't. This video was nothing new for me. I don't, as far as what's going on with the NFL, the he said situation with who's long, who's not, I don't know that this is about Ray Rice anymore and his story. From everything that I heard, that a lot of truth was told. He wasn't as graphic or forthcoming about exactly, how the situation came to be. But, in the end, it was more about the NFL just saying, sweep this under the rug. And then, PMA, who exposed both Sterling and the situation.
Hey, Jeff, here's what we're going to do, because we're having a little trouble with your phone line. We're going to get right back to you. So keep with that thought, and I'll just kind of keep the ball rolling, and then we'll get you back up here in a moment. Look, at the end of the day, this is a very ugly situation. We all know that. And I just got to think that Ray Rice did tell what was going on. I think he pretty much admitted, yes, I hit her. The excuse maybe was that they were drinking and they were at the casino and whatnot. But ultimately, look, Roger Goodell, at the end of the day, man, there is no committee. There is no group of people making decisions. Roger Goodell took total control. He wanted total control, and he wanted to have the final say on everything. He has the final say. His first initial reaction to this of giving him a 2-game suspension was a complete joke. We all agreed on that one. After further review and me thinking about it, if the guy were to have suspended Ray Rice for a year, a whole entire year, I think he would have been much better off in the situation that he's in now, because there is no way that I can believe that he or somebody else high up did not see that video that was sent to them in April. And we all know that someone did see it. So if it's just some exec at the NFL office there in New York, that's pretty sad. I have to think that Roger Goodell and other people that are higher up on the food chain were able to see this video. I just can't see it. So, or I can't not see them seeing this video. Look, if you want to chime in, by the way, haven't thrown out the number yet either. 1-800-878-7529. 1-800-878-7529. Look, let's talk about this. How big of a problem do you think domestic violence is in the NFL? How big of a problem do you think it is in general? I got to think it's terrible. It's awful. And the Adrian Peterson with child abuse, his attorney Hardin, who I don't have any love for that guy, by the way, but he comes out and says that Adrian had no intentions of hurting a kid. Look, man, I don't get that either. If you hit a kid with a stick numerous times, he's going to get hurt, and he's going to have lacerations like this kid had. I don't get it, man. The thought process is just awful. Jeff, go ahead, back with your thought.
Well, you know, I'll pick it up on Adrian Peterson, and I'll tell you that, you know, how does this child, and he's got to be sensitive to the situation, because he just had his biological child was killed by domestic abuse from a different man in a different state. But, you know, this child's got lacerations on his hands, and I don't think that Adrian Peterson's lying as much as he doesn't understand the difference between right and wrong, because from everything that I've seen, and granted, I've been on the road, so I haven't been in front of the computer, in front of the television to see everything. I've picked up a few quotes and a few bits and bytes, but this is a situation where he thinks that he's in the right, and if you see the pictures, this child wasn't spanked. This child was whipped mercilessly from everything that you can see. You know, he turned himself in. I think that he's going to stand by his case that I was right. You guys are wrong to say that I was wrong. And, it really brings the bigger question. Has this been a thing that's been going on in the NFL for a longer time than we're giving it credit for? Or has the curtain just been pulled back? You know, are we finally seeing everything that's been going on for God knows how many years? And it disgusts me. The whole week disgusts me to the point where I didn't even make it. NFL Sunday was not appointment viewing for the first week of football in 2014. And if you know me, you know what a sad state of affairs that is.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you and me both, man. I've been very turned off. You know, Thursday night, I had to check a little bit of that game out, obviously, the Ravens and Pittsburgh. And I'll be honest, I was appalled at what I was seeing there with women showing support for Ray Rice, having his uniform on and saying, talking in a positive way about somebody that obviously just beat up his girlfriend. Well, not just, but we just saw the video that TMZ Sports was able to get a hold of and show us. Look, I find it so hard to believe, Jeff, that the NFL got this video in April. Look, they lied about that in the first place, because they never said that they ever saw a video, and that was Roger Goodell who said, no, we never saw it, which we all know now to be false. I mean, look, there are so many untrue statements that Roger Goodell has said. I don't, in all honesty, I don't know how he makes it through this. I really don't. The guy made $44 million last year. You know, and someone says to me, well, why would he risk his job? Listen, the reason these guys risk their job is because they all think they're ATL. That means they think they're above the law. And that includes Roger Goodell, if you ask me, Jeff.
Oh, absolutely. If I'm judge, jury, and executioner, he's out yesterday. There's no toleration for this. You know, we've seen him botch investigations. We saw him come down on Pac-Man Jones and Chris Henry and
what about Sean Payton? He came down pretty hard on Sean Payton too.
Yeah, and this is protecting, what is protecting the shield? Is it protecting the shield when it's convenient? Or is it really, protecting society from your employees? It's sad and it's inexcusable. And, You know, I think that we need to find a new commissioner to run this league. But you know, if you see the quotes from the owners, from Jerry Richardson and from Dan Snyder, everybody supports him. He's the owner's the owner's mouthpiece, and they want it to continue, and it's sad.
Yeah, I just don't get it, man. I do hear the music, so I know we're up against it. We're going to obviously step away from this, and we'll get into some baseball with John Poulter. It's been a pretty crazy week there, too. As you know, we know fire's nailing Stanton and other guys getting hit, and the races are really heating up. So keep it close. A ton of things to talk about. We want your thoughts. We want your opinions. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We'll be right back. This is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 800-917-1275. 917-1275.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Experience the tranquil ambiance of Sanctuary Beach Resort in the heart of Monterey Bay. Sanctuary offers the luxurious amenities your mind and body desires, breathtaking ocean views and dramatic sunsets from cozy and warm private bungalows. Totally unwind with a soothing massage treatment and relax by the evening bonfire. For the ultimate escape to the Sanctuary Beach Resort, call 877-944-3863. The Sanctuary Beach Resort, where nature converges with comfort and style.
Nick Bonsetto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsetto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsetto Show, weekdays 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Gosh, I gotta tell you, it's very nice to hear that music, to be honest with you right now. John, I gotta say thank you to you today, man. You're gonna take me away from the reality of what's going on in the NFL, and we get to talk about Major League Baseball, and to be honest with you, there's not all great stuff there either, but it's a little bit better. We know that Chris Davis tested positive, so he's out 25 games. We know that fires hit Stanton. right in the face. So it's been a tough week in general for sports. However, we do have some compelling races to talk about as far as wild card and some division races. But in all honesty, John, thank you for joining us today.
Well, it's my pleasure as always. Andy, how are you this morning, and how are you, Jeff?
I'm doing all right. Jeff is doing okay. He's in Las Vegas this weekend, so I think he's probably having a pretty decent weekend. But, hey, I want to get right into some things with you here. Detroit back on top there in the Central. That's a compelling one with Kansas City. Cleveland, in it but out of it at the same time, 5.5 games back. They're going to need a little bit of help. The Angels have just absolutely started to crush it. They've won 10 straight. They have a commanding lead over Oakland. And I would have to say at this point, the trade that Oakland made has absolutely destroyed whatever momentum that they had at one point. And then the division that's closer to you there in the American League would be the East, where Baltimore now has a double-digit lead over both Toronto and the Yankees. So attack whichever one of those things you want to attack first.
Well, let's kind of take them geographically and look at the East first. And, yeah, the Orioles are up by 10.5, and they've been 45-29 at home and 43-31 on the road. That's pretty good baseball, whatever you're doing. And here's perhaps the real key. They're 39-23 in the AL East. So we all know that you generally win or lose pennants by the number of games you win and lose within the division. So I think that's been a key for them. The Davis issue is going to cast a bit of a cloud over that. I'm not sure, where to sit on that. I've written an article for morethanafan.net, which will be published tomorrow, which covers that in some detail. But, you know, I have to wonder if the fault here is Davis, whether the fault here is his doctor, or whether the fault is Major League Baseball. And I take the position it's probably a combination of all three, but I don't think Major League Baseball can exonerate itself from this. They got to do something to stop this kind of stupidity. Moving to the Central, that may be the old situation of last field goal wins. We're now down to a half a game again. Two out of three in Detroit this week for the Tigers. There's three games in Kansas City next week, so I think that one's going to get interesting. If we look at the West, yeah, the Angels are just blowing guys away. Here's a team that's also playing consistent. They're 49-24 at home, 44-31 on the road, 10 in a row. Oakland did over-tinker. We've talked about that. They would have been better off to have stayed where they were, and quite frankly, they're in a position now where they may have to struggle to get one of those wild card spots. Seattle and Detroit are pushing them really hard.
Absolutely. And again, look, Seattle's kind of been under the radar all year because of the Angels in Oakland, but don't be surprised if Seattle somehow finds a way to scratch and claw and get ahead of Oakland, especially with the way that Oakland's playing right now.
Oh, yeah, very, very much so. And, we've talked a number of times about two things with Seattle, and been a very streaky team, and if you get streaky at the right time of year, you can ride that all the way and do very well. And the other thing is that notwithstanding the pitching help that Oakland went out and got at the deadline and before the deadline, you got to look at that starting rotation in Seattle and even the bullpen, and you've got to think that they've got at least an even chance in terms of a pitching staff. And be kind of nice to see Seattle get into it, from a fan standpoint and from a geographic standpoint. It would be nice to see that part of the world represented. Not a team that we think about an awful lot in the East, because we generally don't see too many of their games.
Don't disagree, and for that matter of speaking, it'd be kind of cool to see Kansas City win that division. Looks like they'll get a playoff spot, but again, it'd be cool to see them do something that we haven't seen them be able to do maybe since the days of George Brett, for all I know. But they obviously have been off the map for a long, long time, so be cool in that sense as well. Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking some Major League Baseball. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, you know, I'm looking at the standings, and it's just crazy to think about all these regional World Series potential that we have. You have Baltimore and the Nationals and the Beltway, possibly Kansas City and St. Louis. Andy just referenced George Brett and the 85, you know, the 85 World Series. You know, that could happen again. You could have the Battle of I-5 in L.A. between the Angels who play in Anaheim and the Dodgers who play in L.A. And, you know, even an outside chance of another Bay Area series. But it brings to light, you know, some of these teams that you don't think about when you think about the teams that dominate baseball, with Kansas City and Seattle. Who are you looking at for manager of the year? I gotta say that Lloyd McClendon and Ned Yost would be names at the top of your head, just because they manage teams that aren't traditionally there.
Yeah, I think Ned Yost would sort of come to the top. Simply if they win the division, because they still have a chance to win the division. The other guy that's got to get an awful lot of votes is Lloyd McClendon in Seattle. Sort of flew under the radar when he was in Pittsburgh and Detroit previously. No one really expected Seattle to come through and play the way that they have. They're obviously not going to win the division. If they get in, it's going to be as a wild card, and that may be what sways it in favor of Ned Yost. But let's also not overlook the job that Showalter's done in Baltimore. Clearly a much weaker AL East than we're used to, but he's done this without Matt Wieters and Manny Machado for most of the season, and now he's going to have to do it without Chris Davis for the last 2 weeks.
Good points, John. And let's just go there. How disappointing is it to see another guy be suspended for performance-enhancing drugs?
Well, it's very, very disappointing. A little bit of a cloud over this one, because it appears that it was something that was prescribed.
Adderall, yeah.
It appears that it was something that he has used in the past and had an exemption for, and for some reason or other either was not granted an exemption this year or failed to request an exemption. That we do not know. I feel sorry for the guy if it's an honest mistake, because how many of us go to the doctors with pain or some kind of a bug, and we get a prescription for something? We don't ask what is in it. We may ask, what are the side effects? You know, is this going to mean I can't drive? Does it mean I can't read? Am I going to feel dizzy? None of us would ask what is in the medication, and I suspect a ball player would be no different. Does he have a bit of more of a responsibility because he has a contract that says he can't use this and can't use that, whereas as regular folks, we don't have that restriction? Very possibly. I don't really know where the blame lies here. It's very unfortunate. And just when you think baseball has cleaned up its act with respect to banned substances, here we've got one back in the news again.
I was going to say, do you think ignorance is an excuse, or is ignorance just part of the problem?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I doubt very much whether any patient asks what's in a medication. A doctor gives you a medication, you kind of have to believe that the doctor's been educated for all of those things and knows it. I think baseball has to come up with some kind of a different game plan to monitor this kind of thing. Lots of solutions, some of them a little bit more complex than others in terms of implementation, but they've got to do something. Baseball cannot go through another era where they've got guys that are taking things that are sort of questionable. And, now you've got two issues. How is this, if it has affected his performance, how has it affected it, and has it affected any games that the Orioles have played? And if he's taking this that's prescribed, how many other guys in the league might be taking it, but we just don't know about.
I want to just mention this because it just came across the wire. The Carolina Panthers have deactivated Greg Hardy today. Look, I guess I just don't get it. At the end of the day, this should have been done a couple of days ago, but it is what it is. Carolina Panthers have deactivated Greg Hardy for the game today. Let's move on to the National League because we've only got a couple minutes left here. Washington in total command there over Atlanta. St. Louis and Pittsburgh battling it out. Milwaukee a distant 5 games behind them. The Dodgers have a 2-game lead over San Francisco right now. Let's talk a little bit about what happened with the Brewers the other day. Stanton gets hit, fires, obviously, look, he was shaken up. He did not mean to hit the guy, but two batters in a row that strikes were called on those pitches. Your thoughts about that whole situation there, John?
Well, I didn't see the game live, so I can't comment on it from seeing, you know, the sequence of pitches that led up to the instance. I did see the highlights. Obviously, they've been on every sports reel across the nation for several days now. I found it a little bit disturbing, so I found it a little bit hard to watch more than once, to be very frank with you. I agree with you. I don't think Fires intended to do it. There was no reason to do it. I think it was perhaps a little bit of frustration trying to pitch the guy up and in. Stanton's had such a great year that, you know, you tend to pitch those kinds of guys up and in because those are the times when they will do the least damage. Fires is the only guy that knows for sure whether he intended to do it or not. I'm impartial in terms of the Brewers or the Marlins, so maybe it's an easier call for me than it is for you as a Brewers fan, but I would tend to agree that it didn't look to me that it was intentional. I really couldn't see any reason for doing it. I think he was just trying to pitch him inside, and you know, Stanton is the quality of hitter that's always going to be pitched inside, and he's always going to be pitched up and tight. So very, very unfortunate situation. I understand he's not going to need any major surgery, which is great news, but you have to wonder how he's going to come back from that, and is he going to be gun-shy every time a guy throws inside to him, and will other pitchers take advantage of it when he eventually does get back next season?
Hey, real quickly, in about, 30 seconds or less, who are the two teams that are going to get the wild card in the National League?
National League, I think you're looking at Pittsburgh and San Francisco. I just don't think Milwaukee's playing well enough right now to make up that game and a half, and Atlanta's now three out. The Pirates are playing really, really well, and, you know, they, again, another team that is playing well at home. They're 45-29. I can see them hanging on. They got a bunch of games on the road, which isn't going to help them as much, but I just think the Pirates are getting hot and healthy at the right time of year.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's going to be a good race, definitely. I don't think the Brewers are going to quit. Atlanta's still in the mix somewhat. Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, again, going to be a very fun race to watch as the season comes to an end here. John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us as you do each and every Sunday.
Yeah, my pleasure as always. And, you know, we talk about the Giants, but don't forget they could still win that division, and it could be the Dodgers that are the wild card competitors.
Very good point. John Poulter, our professor of sports, taking time out on a Sunday as he does each and every week. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312. Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out as he does each and every week. Jeff, we never got to the Mayweather fight. We never really got into any college football. A lot of stuff obviously going on in the NFL, and rightfully so, that we spend the bulk of our time talking about that, and along with hooking up with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com as we do each and every week, and John Poulter, our professor of sports. But I don't know, man. What were you happy about seeing this weekend, whether it was college football or anything else?
I like the ACC. I definitely like the ACC in college football. You know, we saw that Virginia Tech couldn't handle the hangover after the big win. Ditto for USC. And give it up to the Virginia Cavaliers knocking off number 21 Louisville. You know, I think the Virginias really showed that Mike London's got that program on the right track. And, you know, there's more teams in that conference than just Florida State and Clemson who do play next week. So, you know, look out for the ACC. In the wake of the Big Ten being awful, the ACC seems to be a little bit better this year.
Yeah, I mean, look, you could put a fork in the Big Ten if you ask me. I very disappointing with their what they've done against power conferences. You know, Ohio State rebounds, but they're playing Kent State. I mean, look, the bottom line is the Big Ten is definitely down, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Minnesota can't lose to TCU like they did yesterday. I know that one hits a little close to home for you, but overall, Iowa losing to Iowa State. You know, on the whole, you know, other than Nebraska knocking off Fresno State, nothing really to write home about in the Big Ten once again.
That was a good game, though, to be honest with you. Iowa State, I watched that one. If they wouldn't have called the timeout there, the guy would have missed the field goal and they would have been playing overtime. That's one of those unfortunate situations. But, hey, man, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with me. Go have a good rest of your day in Vegas, and we'll get at you next week, buddy.
Hey, we'll do that. I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. Again, got to thank Mary Nemitz and John Poulter for joining me this hour. Keep it close. Another hour of sports talk on the horizon. Fred Wallen will join me, so keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.